FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Not right, little Frank.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Derbyshire. Wrong music.
We did, anyway, we did some music anyway, though, yeah.
You're joining us here at Surrey Streets with its brand new floodlights for tonight's Manchester Premier Cup. First round?
Yes.
First round encounter between Glossop North End of Evostick NPL Division West.
West.
And soon to be FC United of a division.
Possibly the same.
I'll let you finish that joke. Woodsell's here, Stato Paul is here. Why? And everyone's. It's like this is the Manchester Premier Cup commentary team, and I'm dead excited.
Come on, bring it up. Just as an aside,
yes.
If for whatever reason you're listening to this in the ground, you feel like you're listening to it as well as watching.
Some people do.
Feel free to pop along to the little hut where we're commentating from and ask us any random questions.
Like, can you smoke?
Can you smoke in this side of the ground?
Or do you sell burgers? Because it does look like a burger stand.
To be fair, I could have understood that one, to be honest with you, but can you smoke? Well, only if you're on fire.
But the last time we're at Glossop, I think, was for a game against Woodley.
Woodley Sports in the FA Cup, 2011
issue. Then,
roundabout.
There's been a friendly.
There's been two friendlies.
At least
here.
One friendly.
Yeah, we won 2-1 and drew the other 0-0. But we've never played Glossop here in a competitive game.
But we're here this evening.
And that'll probably continue tonight.
We're here this evening in a brand new press section because since we were last here, this club got promoted out of the counties. It's had a couple of years now solidifying itself. It got in the playoffs a couple of times or thereabouts in at step four. Got new floodlights now.
Yeah, the Roy Shield Memorial Floodlights.
The Roy Shield he was here before. You can't say Memorial Floodlights if he's still walking around.
I thought they were named in his honour or something.
No, he's in the programme as being really helpful.
You said he was turning him on, but he didn't.
No, apparently he was on reserve.
In the same way as like I was.
Yeah,
or
if the mayor didn't turn up, the mayor did turn up, so.
Well, shall we round? Royston Vase, eh?
No,
just around the corner, isn't it, really?
Yeah, that's Hadfield, mate. This is gossip.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mix them two up.
Oh,
have they got a team, Hadfield? I don't think they have they?
They'll have some sort of team.
Anyway.
We'll play them soon.
We'll give you the team news in a second. Just to let everyone know, if you're new to SC Radio, the Manchester Premier Cup is our staff night out, essentially. It's our chance to let our hair down. We do talk about football. We occasionally get a bit excited. And sometimes we commentate for Boundary Park in this competition as well.
Oh, we've done that, haven't we?
But tonight, it's actually got a bit of significance, this game, because we really need a win. Not to bring it down back to seriousness, but we really do, don't we?
And we are the reigning cup holders for two seasons.
Well, that as well. But but
we're going for the treble.
You know what? Before
I was being serious.
You were, I bring the seriousness back again.
Thanks, Woodsell. It's not like you, that.
Well, exactly. No, I've been serious. Let's be serious for once. No, I was thinking, you know what, the game, and in the light of, league form and whatnot, that we've won it twice. It's always nice to win trophies that you can, that you're into. That you can win. I did nearly say that then, yes.
Hey, Salford's in this competition, and we beat them last year.
This is true. I was thinking, because we have won it twice in the last 2 years, it doesn't really matter if we don't win tonight, because there's bigger fish to fry in terms of, improving league position. But looking at the team, I mean, it's a great opportunity for these lads to actually put
Did you really say that?
Yeah, of course. I teed it up easily. I told you I was going to say it. Throw that in. But it's true.
I mean,
so actually, we need to look for performances tonight more than anything else, I would guess.
So, playing tonight, Jordan Perrin, Joel Senior, who's registered in time for this game, Cole Lonsdale, Mike Jones, Jan Palinkas, Steve O'Halloran, who's captain, Elliot Samoes, he'll probably stay on the pitch
He'll be off in the next 12 minutes.
Theo Brealer, Lewis Mansell, Mike Donoghue and Jack Bannister. That isn't a bad team.
It's not a bad team.
Paper.
You're quite right.
As the teams come out onto the pitch now. Just to say as well, from a Glossop North End perspective, hello if you are tuning in.
Shall I do that one?
No, I was going to
say... You do it then.
It's Ben Bolita. I think... Ben Bolita was at Tide.
He's been at Staleybridge as well. Or one of them, certainly.
Brothers.
But also,
brothers,
Cavill Coo.
Cavill Coo.
Sam Maidley, everyone. Who I thought had left football. I thought he was Jack.
Yeah, he's a Glossop. Hey, we're all week, we're dumb tish. It's a joke if anybody's listening. If anybody's listening. And the other one, number 10, Pete Boyle,
yeah,
has played friendlies for us pre-season. I think he played at Avro last season.
And there's always a song in the bathroom.
Well, absolutely. I knew that was going to come at some point. But yeah, so he's played a couple of friendlies for us.
If he randomly goes into that stand over there and just randomly starts clapping, facing away from the pitch, we know which
Pete Boyle is. Do you remember Charlie's Angels?
The film or the series?
Well, which doesn't matter.
Okay.
Pete Boyle.
Yes.
Margie's Trialists. One of those. There's many of them.
Substitutes for FC United this evening. Steve Affleck, Lewis Thompson, Sam Tatum, Leighton Egan and Jamal Crawford.
Go on.
I was going to say, not always bad.
I don't
want to bring down the tone by talking about the performances on Saturday. But there's a couple of players out here who really need to put a shift in tonight.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not sure how long they will have left, because it is getting to the stage now where drastic measures are needed.
Potentially, yes.
Especially with Darlington coming up, and Darlington are on my list of
they might
be worse than FC United at the end of the season. So it's a must win.
Is that list long?
It's got six teams in it.
Oh, I can live with that.
One of them has already beaten us this season.
Five of them are FC.
I was going to say.
But Steve O'Halloran now he's captain this evening. I'm not sure of the lineup, but Jan Palinkas, obviously we covered him on the two game FA Youth Cup run which took place.
Yeah.
He's very impressive for the home game we covered against Nantwich.
I was trying to remember who we were playing. It was Nantwich.
I was very happy with that.
That was very good. That.
Thanks, Paul. Can I go home now?
You can. You're gold star for that one.
I wasn't listening then, so crack on.
Anyway. The coin toss has taken place.
We're nearly off.
We've had the famous pie peas.
They're not the Mantax one, though. Mantax used to play for FC, didn't he? Mantax
is a tax. Taxis. Camp.
Yeah. the right. It was okay. I had the steak and ale with peas and gravy.
Mint sauce was available.
What?
It was hidden.
I missed it.
And I was looking.
I can't believe it.
I'm in Derbyshire. Where's the mint sauce? And there it was.
Absolutely in bits now. Yeah. Absolutely in bits.
We've also got a rival commentary crew in front of us now.
FCM TV here, getting some homework done. Seeing how it's done. And we're about to get this game underway here. First round proper of the Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup. It's Jones on the ball with a sweeper ball out towards the right hand side. Headed on there and headed back. By Turner, and it's kept in play there by Saunders. What should we know, Paul, about Glossop North End this evening?
6 points, one win, just the same as us in the league.
There we go.
Oh, that's nailed on, isn't it? Absolute classic.
Over on the left-hand side now, Bannister's dispossessed. In fact, it wasn't Bannister, was it? It was Brearley. And ball played forward now, and we've got a non-league dogfight.
We literally have got a dogfight going on now.
It's like being in a pub car park somewhere in a Manchester suburb.
Flat roof pub.
Anyway, over on the right hand side now, the ball, and it's Palinkas has to clear it. It's deflected, it's going to be a throw in. And for those people tuning in from the Trafford branch, 50 seconds gone, 0-0 the score.
Must be a radio joke, I don't understand.
It's a radio joke you don't understand.
Yeah. It's hysterical. It's not hysterical.
We mustn't do it at half time.
Are we doing half time?
Nah.
It's a throw-in down on the right-hand side. Down the line it goes for FC United. Flicked on there by Mansell. Headed back by Thornley. And now the ball picked up by Palinkas, who's nearly gives the ball away. But O'Halloran belts the ball high in the air towards the halfway line. Mansell wins the header. And Donoghue was through them, but
yeah, he fouled. I think Mansell's one of the players who... I'm not going to use the O word, but... You know, he's coming from Blackburn with a good reputation. He's thought very highly of there. Probably by his own admission, we've probably not seen the best of him so far. And of course, he's been injured. So, yeah. Not before that. Obviously, you can't see anything of him, he's not playing.
Know. I was impressed with the performance with Willoughby and Mansell Chester.
Well,
even though he didn't score.
Yes, and before he went off, that's probably the one game where he probably has shown. So, yeah,
free
crossed.
Kick on the halfway line for Glossop, in towards the penalty area it goes. Comfortable in the end for Perrin, who's in FC United's goal this evening. And Donoghue brings that ball down well there, and he's now infield with it, out towards the left hand side. And now FC United on the attack with Bannister. towards the edge of the box he goes, still on the ball, it's on his right foot. Is he going to line up a shot? No, he plays the ball out to the right hand side. Cross comes in from Senior towards the near post, headed clear. It's going to be a first corner of the game, and it goes the way of FC
good
United
move. Good bit of football move. Yeah, good bit of football.
Good crowd here this evening as well.
Not bad at all. Yeah. Not bad at all. But yeah, it was a good bit. I mean, I think Bannister was trying to give himself a little bit of room to have a shot, especially in light of his goal on Saturday. But I saw a stat earlier on that they've not taken it yet.
After the corner.
They've not taken
3 minutes
it yet.
On the corner.
I'm trying to fill
corner.
The gap here.
3 minutes, corner, outswinger from the right hand side. In it comes. Oh, there's a volley going to come in there, and it's cleared. Volley was from Jones. Didn't really get any much purchase behind it. Out towards the right hand side, the ball goes back to Donoghue. Donoghue now on his left foot crosses that ball in. Cleared on his far as Senior, does well on the halfway line now, bringing the ball into Glossop's half. Appeals for a free kick there on the edge of the Glossop penalty area for FC United, but the refs has play on. And now Glossop North End on
that'll,
the attack.
That'll
on
be
the
Sam Mainley
side.
Then. You can tell the way he runs, can't you?
Oh, Halloran there with a lovely ball with the outside of his foot towards Samoes. Offside. Right, stat now.
I was just going to say, I read today that Jack Bannister is on Saturday now became the second second goal scorer for the team this year.
Get that quiet, Paul.
Yep.
It's a very low bar, yes.
Not much to brag about.
Yes, it's a very low bar, of course. I mean, is it three, is it? Two, three?
Two.
Two, won't you? It's not even as good as I thought it was.
We've only got 12 in total.
Flicked on there for Cooper to try and chase. He keeps the ball in play. Cross comes in towards the back post. And Maidley couldn't get any... I'm not going to use the word purchase for the second
he
time
did.
In 5 minutes. But right. Everyone knew what I meant. Anyway, it's now with Tia?
Jack to his friends.
Don't forget, you can get in touch with us this evening at FCUM Radio on Twitter, and we'll be perusing the Solly's One forum at some point as well.
Oh, there's the Swampy Hotline.
Oh, Swampy Hotline.
Yeah, Architect Swampy, who's somewhere in the world, no doubt.
And he'll read it wherever he is.
Throwing comes in towards FC United's six-yard box, headed clear by O'Halloran. It's bouncing around, though, in FC United's penalty area. Just about cleared. It's come straight back, though. Senior does well. Gets the ball to Samoes. Samoes now. Good first touch. And out to left-hand side now for Bannister. Bannister, infield. The ball goes. Mansell now. Mansell still with the ball. Out it comes to Donoghue. And Donoghue's offside.
That's silly.
Just lost a bit of momentum that
it was the
there,
pass from. It was the pass from Bannister. I think Mansell wants it in front of it into his path
it
to run into. And it slowed up.
Slowed at the momentum, didn't it? And then it allowed him to regroup.
Read a tweet in for Jimmy. Pie, peas and gravy, what every football ground should sell.
Wouldn't argue with that.
Of course, you could go to Stourbridge or Leamington or Geisler.
Yeah,
who would have thought Geisler didn't sell pies? Geisler.
Yeah.
Samoes plays the ball to Mansell. Mansell on the halfway line now, out towards the right-hand side to Senior. Senior now for FC. Ball play forward just beyond Donoghue, and it's going to go back to Saunders in the Glossop North End goal.
You said that in a really strange manner then.
Well, it's because I was about to do something at the same time. I produce, you see, as well as commentate.
You do, and you do it very well.
Thanks, mate.
Ball's in play, by the way, everybody. It's been leathered down the pitch by
Lonsdale.
Yeah,
and
Lonsdale.
The second ball picked up now by Donoghue, who's fouled. It's going to be a free kick just in from the touchline, and it's taken quickly now down the left-hand side. It's with Brealey. Brealey now plays the ball back to Lonsdale, who crosses that ball in. It's going to break to the edge of the box to Samoes.
And that's gone down. That's nearly hit the windows in the Globe pub.
And some new houses behind the ground here.
Yeah.
I was looking at them going, oh, quite nice.
Property developing.
Quite nice.
I spent a nice evening once in the Globe pub in Glossop.
Really?
FC played a reserve game here. We came down and the game was a bit... So we went out that gate over there and went into the Globe. It's a vegan pub. Vegan food, vegan hot pot, it was gorgeous.
Wow. I'm sure Swampy would have brought that up in the past.
Oh, it was nice.
Just to say, I saw a bottle of almond milk today and I thought, might buy that, and then I didn't. That's as close to veganism as I've got so far, dear listener. Anyway, forward the ball goes now for Glossop. Good tracking back there from Brealey and good skill from Palinkas, who plays the ball out to his left-hand side to Bannister. Give and go with Lonsdale. Down the line the ball goes, and it's now Donoghue beats one player, beats two. He's lining up a shot here from distance. And well, that garden over there is getting a collection of balls now.
That new window nearly got put through then. Good good bit of pace there. I mean, that's the one thing so far with this team. Somebody will obviously comment on this. You know, we're not playing a National League North side, but the pace that we're showing in the it's a marked contrast to the league form at the moment, isn't it?
Just a bit of clarity here. No, Ben found the mint sauce, much to Woodzo's dismay. Just to confirm, that is mint sauce.
Unbelievable.
You can see scattered over the peas there.
Unbelievable.
So there we go. Anyway, ball played down the left-hand side now for Glossop's Maidley. Maidley now crosses that ball in. He's not got anything on that.
That was nearly in the old KFC, though. It's not there anymore. All boarded up.
Should say Glossop North End has, I was reading on its website earlier, because I do homework.
Absolutely.
the smallest town ever to be in the top flight of the Football League.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks. Arsenal used to play very, very linked with Hillwood. Glossop, aren't they? The Hillwoods.
The Hillwoods, who took all their money from Glossop.
I was going to say basically shafted them. Yeah, yeah.
They had a stand, didn't they, on wheels?
Yeah.
Yes, a big main stand on wheels. Saw a picture of it once.
That's like a shed on wheels, which is basically a caravan.
No, but it was a really impressive old stand that would move.
But a shed on wheels with a caravan. Sorry, that's what my dad used to call them. Caravans, shed on wheels.
Eddie Clare there, is that ball going
back out for a cut? Nearly knocked the press box over there. Steady on, people.
Have we got an emergency way of dealing with it if the ball does hit the press box and pulls it over?
Throw senior, a kick in front of it.
Senior heads the ball there and Jones gets the ball clear. Mansell holds it up on the edge of the centre circle in FC United's half. Plays the ball out towards the right hand side. Samoes does well to keep that ball in play, but a bit too much to do anything other than concede a throw in.
Oh, we got it. That was.
Yeah, it's a throw in for FC United, though. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, but you said. No, okay. I don't know.
He did concede a throw in, but in a positive way. It makes sense. Senior with a first time ball high in the air towards Bannister, headed clear, and the second ball picked up by Glossop now over on this right hand side. Down the line it goes. It's going to be comfortable for O'Halloran, who was Roy Steele's man of the match on Saturday.
Yeah, not far off him and Bannister. I think we're the best two.
O'Halloran, Lonsdale now back to O'Halloran. Nice ball, finds Donoghue out towards the right hand side. Senior now bringing the ball over the halfway line. Senior now has got support over on that right hand touchline from Samoes, who comes in field with it now. Samoes plays it to Bannister. Bannister is facing out towards the right hand side. He's lining up a shot now. That's charged down. There'll be a throw in to FC United, about 20 yards or so from the Glossop corner flag. Throw in taken by Senior. Bannister gives the ball back to Senior in field towards Donoghue. It's cleared. Is Bannister going to win that ball? No, it's won by Maidley. Maidley turns and his pass is charged down. And there's Samoes now for FC United. Back to the halfway line to Jones. Jones, forward it goes to Donoghue. Donoghue can turn. Donoghue's got a bit of support on this left-hand side from Lonsdale. Lonsdale now for FC. Crosses that ball in. It doesn't beat the first man. And is he going to let that go out of play for a throw-in?
We think so.
Yes, it's a throw-in to FC United. Can't really tell from here, but in it comes towards Glossop's penalty area, but it's cleared. O'Halloran does well.
Can we get the throw in as well?
Good great stuff tackle there from FC's captain this evening. Here's Palinkas now for FC, the youngster from our academy.
He had a great game last time we commentated together.
He was man of the match in that FAU Cup match. Here is Donoghue, plays the ball to Jones. Jones out to the right hand side now to Senior, crosses over the halfway line, forward to Mansell. Mansell's challenged and concedes a throw in there.
He did. All right. Silly man.
11 minutes gone.
0-0 the score. Just to be clear, though, just for emergency purposes, if it does finish all square at 90 minutes,
it's penalties.
Straight to penalties.
Yes. Straight to penalties.
And that means me and Paul will be spending time in a pub waiting for the 10 to 11 train this evening. Yeah?
Yes.
The globe shuts on Tuesday, so you can't have it.
No, we'll go to one in the village. There's a couple on the way.
Luckily, we are blessed in the area with hostels.
This is true. There was a decent craft one on the way,
Paul?
As well.
You know what? Nice. This will make Swampy collapse listening in Belgium. I'll buy you the drink.
Ooh.
I think I might come myself. If you get the drinks in.
Don't shout
once
too loud.
Once a year thing. Doesn't happen that often.
Not that we're hoping for penalties.
No. If it does go to penalties, listeners might remember the last time we played Glossop and it went to penalties.
Yep.
Gladys Baum is on reserve.
6-5 finished.
She's just here, just to right inside, ready to come on.
It was the 6-5 special that night.
Superb goalkeeping from Nicky Culkin that evening. yes. Memory serves. As Palinka is now facing the wrong way, has to play the ball back there to Perrin, who's under a bit of pressure, but
can
he does
I,
well.
Can I pick you up there? I should know this being a junior stato to our main one over there, but there was an utterance before this that we haven't played Glossop in a competitive game before. So here.
Come on, Woodside.
You have to listen.
Come on.
Hello.
Well, it's your own fault. You started it. That's a nice ball there from Jones.
Suppose,
is he going to get on that ball?
Just.
Oh, no.
Well defended, though. Very well defended.
Good defending from Thornley. Out of play. But a good ball from Jones. That's what he's capable of if he just does it more often.
Yeah, I mean, he does. He does like a 40-yard. Mind you, if it was a certain ex-player of this parish, you'd be roasting him for calling him Hollywood and all sorts.
Not saying you were right, not saying you were wrong.
I think, always certain.
Not to give too much away, but I think I was 100% correct, and everyone on the radio team agreed. Down the right side. Yes, you bloody did. to the byline, senior. And out. Oh, it's a free kick.
It is.
We've had some correspondence from Graham.
Bit of wrestling. Mr. Kershaw.
Would rather be at the game, but having to listen from my... Don't say it like that.
Having to listen
from my hotel room in
Weymouth. You don't have to, Graham.
big shout out to Mark Lee and Peter Gleave for chaperoning me to the game whilst
Not him.
I'm away.
No, chaperoning William.
William.
Other radio channels are available.
Sorry. His son.
Okay.
He was buying a pie when I saw him before, Graham. Well, he was. I just knocked myself out.
Jones with a nice ball forward there. Mansell is onside towards the byline. He goes, crosses that ball in.
Oh.
He did the best with it, but there was only one player in the box, and that was Bannister. And Bannister keeps the ball in play over on the left hand side now. He's on his right foot. Nice back heel to Lonsdale. Cross comes in. Mansell flicks it on there, and it's going to go out towards the other side. And Samoes is there on the right hand side for FC United. He's got an overlap from senior, opts to cross the ball in, doesn't beat the first man, and Glossop are going to get that ball clear. Only as far as Palinkas though on the halfway line. Palinkas plays the ball to Samoes. Nice 1-2 there with Jones, and now out towards senior with a ball down the line there for Samoes, who kept his run going. Cross comes in again, it doesn't beat the first man, cleared. Glossop sitting deep here. Ball falls to Jones.
Don't shoot. Oh, he nearly scored.
See that then. I was dying for that to go in. You deserved that to go in.
That would have been
embarrassing. Really did. Right, just for the highlights reel. Don't shoot. It was a great shot from Jones.
It was. And a good save.
Oh, dear.
Moments.
It's a corner. 15 minutes on the clock here. 0-0 the score. Corner for FC United. It's going to be an in-swinger from the left-hand side. I think it's Bannister taking it. Could be Donoghue.
Somebody over there anyway.
Over it comes, doesn't beat the first man though. It was
it
Donoghue.
It wasn't Bannister.
It was Donoghue.
Yeah,
Bannister now on the ball. Cross comes in, and I think Samoes was offside. And it's distributed quickly here by Saunders to the halfway line. The ball goes. And now pass infield. Glossop committing a couple of players forward here. Down the right hand side, the ball goes now. So Cooper, good first touch from Cooper, leaves Lonsdale in his wake, but that's good defending from Bannister, and the ball cleared by O'Halloran. But it's Glossop on the attack now. Ball played into FC United's penalty area, and O'Halloran gets an inadverted 1-2 there with Lonsdale and gets the ball clear.
Push referee, thank you. He was, you pushed him, man.
Don't get angry just yet.
I'm just saying,
Save it for the last 10 minutes when it gets really, really frantic.
Oh.
Free kick taken quickly by O'Halloran, doesn't quite reach Samoes, but the second ball might reach Mansell. He's been strong there, but he's dispossessed. He loses out there, but the second ball nearly finds Breelitt, but it's Glossop on the attack now, over on the left-hand side. Infield, the ball comes, and, loose play there from Glossop's forward line, and now FC United can get the ball clear with Lonsdale. Slice clearance, though. And, it's now with Breelitt. Breelitt for FC United, he's dispossessed, but Jones wins the ball. It's got a bit scrappy all of a sudden. High in the air, the ball goes. That's coming out towards his left-hand side. Lonsdale can't keep it in.
Finally got a breaking play. I mean, I've been itching to ask a couple of questions, so...
There we go.
No, not a good quiz. They're not quiz questions.
Oh.
No. When do England see play?
Tonight.
Is it tonight? Do we have any sort of access to know how it's going on when Mr. Willoughby's playing, etc., you know, computer and all that?
We get told when somebody's sent off, probably.
Okay.
Ball played down the line.
I just thought the listener might be interested. Also.
Good stuff from O'Halloran. Good defending. Down the line, the ball goes. Flicked on by Donoghue. Mansell again out muscled there. Second ball's with Breely. Plays the first time pass high in the air for Bannister, who wins the throw-in for FC United.
If any of the listeners do know, please let us know. Cause
oh, yeah, do get in touch.
Because these two are obviously not interested in letting me know. So
we're slightly busy.
Jones, a ball over the top there.
He keeps looking at tweets, this boy.
If the listener are going to the effort of writing correspondence, it's my duty to read that correspondence.
And I fully agree. That's a good bit of radio, though. That was Ben drinking water.
There we go.
I've got a can on the go here, a mineral.
Boyle with a nice ball out to the left-hand side for Turner, for Glossop now.
And I've been very careful how I drink it.
Turner checks slurping. Back. He's 2-y now, back to Turner. Turner infield, and that attack broke down there for Glossop, and Donoghue turns there, and Donoghue over the halfway line he goes. Got support from Bannister again out left, and it's a nice through ball there.
Lovely ball.
And Bannister's good goalkeeper on it, but Saunders does well there.
Good keeper of Saunders, remember much Charlie. In the past, good goalkeeper, and he did well there, did well. Because from this angle, it looked like Bannister was pretty much clean through there.
I've been impressed with Bannister in the last... today, tonight, and obviously on Saturday.
I have been on when he's played most of the season.
He did mean that goal, by the way.
He did? Yeah. Of course he did. We told you that at half-time. Paul did. Paul told you.
He had nothing to aim at in the box. No.
Well, exactly, may as well.
And that's been brought back for foul and O'Halloran, midway into FC United's half. Plays the ball quickly to Lonsdale. Lonsdale down the line. Doesn't quite get to Bannister. It's nearly good play there from Glossop. The other thing I was saying about the floodlights and the developments that's been going on at the ground, the pitch has gone up a notch or two since the last time we were here.
Yeah, it's nice.
They've
nice
kept the sheep off it.
I once played a Sunday League game in Ramsbottom on a field with sheep. And it was, I say field.
And the sheep won.
It was genuine. it was actually, oh, they got battered. It was,
that's the fish. You've stopped your story now, haven't you?
No, just chopped it.
Save it for after.
Down the left hand side. It was a mint story as well.
Oh, like on your peas?
Lamb.
Alright.
I'm going. I'm wasted here. Should be on top sport.
Should not be wasted.
Anyway, it's a throw in.
To somebody.
To somebody. I've got no idea. It's probably a spectator who took it, to be fair. Our view is severely hampered by a collection of fans.
We're struggling in that corner, yes.
I think it's a throw in to FC United. Lonsdale's taking it. It's about 20 yards from the Glossop corner flag. Jones now with possession. And that ball is on its way to Hadfield.
It's gone. Is it one of the cards? If you're in the ground, you've got a white Ford, the ball just hit it.
Just for later. We've got Hattersley, Hadfield, Broadbottom. Those are the nearby towns, we can say, if the ball goes really over.
Okay.
Just to let you
know. I've come through most of them on the train.
Dinton. Beg your pardon? Yeah, Dinton. Yeah.
That's what that white car's got. It has now, anyway.
That's rubbish, that, mate. It's Donoghue now. Donoghue. He's dispossessed in midfield there by Boyle. And, it's now with Jones. Jones plays it to Senior. Senior over the halfway line. He goes over on the right-hand side for FC United. Still going. He's crossed his chance down. Ball breaks to Samoes. Samoes in from the touchline now. Plays it to Donoghue. Donoghue back out to Senior. Senior now to the byline. He goes, crosses that ball
must
in.
Be.
Oh, he beats two players, a collection of purple players, and out of play it goes for a throw-in on the other side. Good stuff, that, from Senior.
I like a cross like that. I feel like I've said it before on the radio.
It could go anywhere.
Airy-fairy.
And usually does.
Dink it across. He's nonsense. Ping it across. Hard as you can. Low as you can. It is something that goes in.
Steep cobblestone.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely right.
Throwing down the line.
There were concerns about the refereeing on Saturday, but
concerns.
We have a top referee tonight.
That's Mr. J Top.
Jake.
Jake. Ball played over the top there. Mansell's onside. Flicks the ball on there for the ever willing runner of Bannister towards the byline. He goes, keeps the ball in play.
Unlucky.
Oh, he's unlucky. You're right. And Glossop can bring the ball clear. Good game so far, I think.
It's a very good game. I'm really enjoying it. Do you think this referee's brother's called Gaz?
Here is Jones now.
Used to be on
How Would I Know?
Get Fresh on a Saturday morning with Gilbert the Green Alien. And you know exactly what I'm talking
and how
about.
To.
Was it, oh, he was on how-to
yeah,
as well.
That's why
I went, how... Oh, sorry, I thought you were asking me. I thought you were trying to...
Ball played forward there, and nearly Boyle is getting on that ball, but Perrin's out and rolls the ball out first time to Lonsdale, who plays another long ball down the left-hand side for Mansell's having to do a lot of running this evening.
Won't so do far. Any harm, like you said, because he's injured, so he won't do any harm. 45 minutes on Saturday, but...
And yeah. He's playing against two very combative defenders.
Yep, he is.
Formerly and Bembolita.
Bembolita?
That's his name.
Bembolita, not Bembolita.
Bembolita, that's his name.
Yeah, but you make it sound like his first name is Ben.
Bembolita.
It's Joel or Bembolita.
Bembolita. What am I saying wrong?
Because it just sounds
Bembolita.
Like... Bembolita. Oh? Oh? Was that a big...
What's that?
What was that explosion,
what do you think
then?
It was?
It's a bit early yet.
Anyway... Gossip on the attack down the left hand side. Hope you're having a lovely Tuesday evening listening to us here at Surrey Street in the Peaks. But it's a nice bit of skill there from Maidley. Shot comes in there. It's a fierce shot from Tui. And the ball finds Maidley now over on the left hand side. On his right foot, crosses that ball in. Hits the face there, Brealey. And now it's Samoes bringing the ball towards the halfway line for the team in red. He's heading out towards the left hand side. Finds Bannister. Bannister now. You're missing out fireworks there, mate. Bannister to the left-hand side now. Finds Lonsdale, who's on the overlap. Lonsdale plays the ball back to Samoes. On his right foot, surely shot's going to come in.
Oh, good save.
Good save from Saunders. And better from FC United there.
It was a good save. Decent shot. The only thing I would say about a shot like that, you want it in the corners, but more. It was fairly straight and, he tipped it over. But you still got to save it, A bit of movement and he would have been floundering. So, yes, I quite...
More fish references.
It's 24 minutes on the clock here at Surrey Street. 0-0 the score. Corner to FC United. Taken quickly by Donoghue. Finds Samoes. Samoes lines up another shot. It's sliced.
It was wild.
O'Halloran plays the ball back. Hits Jones's back.
Oh,
shot comes in there.
Save again.
From Brealey. And, he hit that.
He did hit that, Brealey. It was a great shot and good reactions from Saunders. One of those saves where he pushed it up in the air. I think... For a split second, he was panicking. He just pushed it up and in, but it hit the roof of the net, and it's another corner.
Well, 25 minutes on the clock here. 0-0, corner for FC United. Lots of movement in the Glossop box. In it comes towards the back post area. There's Palinkas. And, it nearly falls to really, but he can't keep the ball in play. And it's going to be a goal kick.
8 goal attempts in the first 25 minutes.
That's not bad, that.
That's nearly as many as whole season put together, isn't it?
Oh, dear. Well, it's all about building confidence, I think, tonight.
Exactly. Opportunities, we keep saying. Yeah. It's true, though. Well, you're ridiculed earlier, but it is true.
I wasn't ridiculing. I was trying to head the conversation in that direction, I think you're fine. Jones, speaking of direction, with a ball which is misplaced.
We seem to have had a swap of position as well. Seymour's just come over to the left and Bannis has gone to the right.
It's also about confidence for Chaddy as well, I think.
Yeah, he looks a frustrated soul at times.
Well, rightly so.
Well, rightly so, absolutely, yeah.
Throwing taken, and Donoghue putting the pressure on there, but Glossop get the ball clear. O'Halloran wins that header, second ball picked up by Jones, plays the ball back to Senior. Senior with a ball out to the left-hand side, headed infield by Samoes towards Mansell. Mansell looked like he was fouled there off the ball. But
yeah, I don't think so.
All right, mate.
Just saying.
And Saunders clears his lines. One bounce. Lonsdale's going to have to win that ball. Does.
Well.
Out of play for a throw-in. Not far from FC United's... 20-odd yards from FC United's corner flag. And Glossop on the attack now down this right-hand side. And that's going to be a foul for Glossop.
That might be a foul, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah. It was really committed that offence there. And it's going to be... tricky position this for FC United. It's about 5 yards in from the touchline, not too far from the penalty area, and certainly a crossing opportunity here for Glossop. 27 minutes on the clock, 0-0 the score, and it's Tui to take this for the team wearing purple this evening. Lots of jostling going on the edge of the FC United penalty area. Referee just keeping an eye on it all. So, in it comes from Tua. he's not the best of defending. Everton FC United, about three headers attempted there before it's cleared. Shot comes in, hits the bar, and what a shot that was from Adam Cooper.
He's given a corner, so he's a great save. Tipped it onto the bar, yeah.
It was an important tip.
It was. No, it was a good shot, very powerful, and he's done well to tip it onto the bar there. I was thinking actually, and that, you know, it's quite pertinent to save that though. But if we have a lull, I'm going to do some nicknames tonight for some of the players. If we have a lull in play.
Okay, fine. 28 minutes on the clock. Corner to Glossop. An in swinger from the far side. In it comes. Oh, it's a good cross out towards the back post area.
We all missed
and, it. And it was Turner, I think, who got.
He tried to get it, and then Madeley. Well, swing
was,
and
but Madeley was in a better position and would have got to it. Turner hadn't put his head on it, but it's a goal kick.
Yeah, the keeper, he's already got the name of Reggie, obviously.
He's been working hard on that one, hasn't he?
The new lad in midfield, Amos. One for the kids, though. And then, obviously, Nigel up front.
Yeah,
I didn't say I was going to try to labour with any of these. I'll try and think of some more if you want.
Anything to add, Paul? You're normally the master of these kind of things.
Saving yeah. stuff up. Yeah.
I may have shot my bolt a bit too soon here.
Story of his life.
Hey! Oh dear. Carry on commentary.
So throw in to FC United. Senior to take it midway into Glossop's half over on the right hand side. Throw in taken. Bannister comes short for it, gives the ball back to Senior. Senior now infield with it. Senior's had a good opening half an hour to this game. Gets the ball to Donoghue. Donoghue now down the right hand side. Bit of pace. Checks back. Crosses the ball into the back post where Sir Moses. It's headed clear once again from Glossop, but only as far as Lonsdale, who plays it to Brealey. Back to Lonsdale now. Lonsdale, a drag back, nearly caught in possession there, but does well. Back to Brealey on his left-hand side. Give and go there with Samoes. Back to Brealey. Brealey beats his man to the byline. Into the penalty area he goes. And, he's looking at the referee for a foul.
He wanted a foul. Well, I think it's one of those where you just run out of steam and then you look to the ref saying, I was fouled, ref. Yeah, but he wasn't.
It's having your cake and eating it, isn't it? You get so far, you hope the referee lets it go, and then he wants it bringing back.
Oh, that was leading to a punchline then for a second. I was waiting for it.
Because Swampy's already beaten you to Joel Senior's nickname, which is Young Senior. Which is like a kind of, he's young.
Don't like that.
No.
It's alright. Better than I couldn't think of one for him, so better than what I can do.
Ball play forward there. Mailey flicks it on. Second ball picked up over on that left-hand side by Glossop, but the pass is loose and is Lonsdale now. Finds Samoes. Samoes towards the halfway line he goes now. Looking dangerous here, but can't beat the first man. Still on the ball though, wins it back. Forward it goes, finds Bannister. Bannister's infield with this ball on his right foot out towards the right hand side. Finds Senior on the right hand side of Glossop's box. Into the box he goes. Lining up a shot there, it's charged down. Good stuff there from Joel Senior. It's a corner, 31 minutes on the clock.
That's what I want to see him doing more of. That's what he used to do when he came into the team first last season. That's what he was doing, driving into the box. He doesn't do it as much these days.
And his only ever goal was in the match to Premier Cup.
It was.
Hide. Corner. You see the knowledge at this radio team.
Trafford.
Oh, boo. Corner to...
Yeah, Trafford, obviously.
Corner
to
FC United. It's a 1-2 there between Donoghue and Bannister, but it's out of play for throw-in.
You were sort of right, because Hyde was also a goal that was the only goal scored by in his FC career that night. Adam Gilchrist. So you're half right.
Here's Senior now on the ball, out towards the left hand
side.
Ball. To find
Samoes.
Senior with a lovely ball there to find Samoes on the left hand side of the 6 yard box. What a touch from Samoes.
Brilliant.
Brings it on his right. Goalkeeper had no chance. FC United on 32 minutes take the lead.
Absolutely perfect there, Ben. Yeah, I mean, great ball in across the pitch from Senior. Samoes killed it dead with one touch, and then he drilled the shot through the keeper.
His first goal for the club.
Oh, see, we were just talking about that.
The Manchester Premier Cup is the breeding ground of goal scorers.
What is? Well, Manchester Cup, yeah.
One-off goal scorers.
Elliot, you're never going to get another one, mate.
Can we say?
John Pritchard at Radcliffe. There's another one.
Yes.
Just to say about Samoes, even though he did get sent off a stupid red card. Ball played through there. When he was on, he was pretty good.
He looked all right, actually, didn't he? Yeah, he did look quite sharp.
Jones to Mansell. Mansell can't quite bring it under control. He was not the best of balls from midfield. Out to the left-hand side now. It's with Glossop on the attack towards Madeley. Madeley down in a heap. Play continued. I wanted to say Judy there, but it just didn't really work out for me. You know when you've got in your head, that'll work, and then when you start to say it, you go, no, it doesn't work at all, Ben. Abort. Glossop cleared by Brealey. High in the air, that clearance from the centre-back for Glossop, but the team in purple pick up the ball now, and there's an overlap there on that left-hand side, in towards Madeley. Shot comes in, hits O'Halloran. Ball breaks, though, and it finds Toohey. Toohey to heal it. Out to the left-hand side, it goes to Turner. And that's a chance down. It's going to be a throw-in. Midway into SC United's half for the home side. Turner now crosses that ball in. And Cooper's in loads of space there, but he doesn't make the best of it. And O'Halloran's clearance nearly launches a counter-attack here. Second ball picked up by Samoes. Samoes now looking dangerous. Through ball there, but Mansell was on his heels a bit.
He was never going to get that now.
Slow start there from Mansell.
Wasn't in pole position for that one, was he? You set it up.
I know.
To be fair.
I know, it's true. It's all true.
I'm going to set some homework soon, dear listener.
Because Paul the Penn's a big Mansell fan.
Is he?
Yeah, he's from the Isle of Man.
Oh, really? That's true. Yeah. Quickly set some homework. Sam Maley's playing tonight for Glossop. One of a number of players who, outfield players who kept goal for FC. Dear listener, could you name them all? This came up a conversation I did with Scarf the week.
Outfield players who played in goal for FC United.
Yes, right, okay. Please. There's a few of them.
Marvellous. Paul played over the top here.
I'm keeping quiet.
Didn't Swampy play in net once for FC?
Yeah, he did.
He did, didn't
did he?
He? Yeah. Does he class as an outfield player, though?
No. Where was this?
It was a friendly somewhere, wasn't it?
I remember what Walsh he played in goal, didn't
it
he?
Was your, no, that was a five-a-side tournament at the JJB.
What was?
That when Walsh was in there.
No, it was at, on a Good Friday, a friendly
so
somewhere.
Many ringers in that tournament, it's untrue.
The Good Friday Agreement.
It was some. Who is?
When Swamp
oh, it was. It was that friendly at Holker. It was. We camped. We camped over the weekend, some of us. Yeah, so how could I forget that?
Was he any good?
No. Well, I've forgotten. He was. He was playing a wing. I remember that.
I also remember that crossbar challenge at Teamside Stadium.
Yeah, with his fancy shoes.
Oh, and he rolled it along the ground.
I don't normally blaspheme, but anyway, cross comes in. And yeah, I don't normally blaspheme on air, but Jesus wept. That was atrocious.
I forgot the Swampy that game. Yeah.
It's my shoes. He was bragging before he did it that there were Roy Patterson's football boots. Anyway.
It was more like the Beetle challenge.
The daisy cutter challenge, more like. Ridiculous. Didn't even get off the ground, did it? Lean back, Swamper.
Rory Patterson's boots.
Yeah, he was wearing Rory Patterson's boots.
He'd have been better off wearing Kevin Patterson's boots. If you're a Harry Enfield fan, you know who that is. Oh, she's Patterson. I don't do many impressions, that's one of them. Not very good, but it'll do.
Anyway, Glossop, we're ball over the ball top there, and Cooper's onside. Heading towards the corner flag, though. Keeps the ball in play. Back it goes to Turner, crosses that ball in. It's a high looping one. And I think Maidley's going to win that back with Lonsdale. No, Lonsdale does well. And out of play it goes for a throw-in.
We've got one. Ben Deegan.
Thank you, El Sud, for getting in touch. That's one.
That was an obvious one.
That was the obvious one.
Yeah. Come back, El Sud. Yeah.
Scarf, if you're listening.
How many are there?
Oh, okay. Paul, how many are there? Top of
your head? There was two in one game alone.
There was. Wonder which was that, Maidley?
Here's Samoes now. Samoes over the halfway line on the left-hand side. Got Donoghue for support. Here's Donoghue now on the left-hand side of the box. Crosses it in. Oh. Beats everyone.
If Scarf, and I think it was Dave the Q, actually, because I think it was called Dave. And it was none of, if they're listening, you can't play because we did these answers the other week.
Sam Sheridan. I don't think that's right, is it?
That is right.
It is right, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you remember where?
that's a question we should ask.
I've forgotten that one, actually. Go on, Paul. I've forgotten that one.
I'm trying hard to think of that one, but yeah. I did go in goal brief.
Are you not getting confused with the Stamford match?
No.
He wasn't around at that point. Because Stamford was a bone of controversy the other week in the conversation, because Scarf and his friend were telling me that it was one player. It was somebody else. I did correct them.
Anyway, here's Samoes now. Samoes. Waiting for support from Lonsdale. Lonsdale on the overlap there. Samoes keeps possession. Infield it goes to Donoghue. Donoghue with a nice ball over the top there towards Mansell. But it's well defended.
Deegan is not the only player, outfield player, to have played 90 minutes in goal either.
This is true. He's not.
There's another clue.
Will he be the first one to have played it twice in goal?
Well, two appearances.
Two appearances in goal, because obviously
one was Matlock,
and there was
a full game at Matlock, and then, yeah, and then he won on the winning side,
and then the one at home to Northwich.
Yeah, where he saved the penalty.
Yes. I was on a rival radio station that day.
Memories. What, Ramsbottom Hospital Radio?
It was very. It was that time, I think. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, right. We've got Sam Maidler.
Yeah.
Luke Ashworth. Mike Norton.
Yes.
Oh, and
yes.
Chris has already been in touch with Mike Norton.
Mike Norton filed, yes.
Thank you, Paul, as well, for your correspondence.
Can anyone remember the other outfield player to play a full 90 minutes in goal? There's the question.
Yeah, I can. And I can tell you where.
We'll give the listener a bit longer.
Oh, absolutely. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not.
Can I give a clue in
no.
the competition?
It was no.
Oh, okay.
Not far away from this competition.
O'Halloran. O'Halloran with this free kick just inside FC United's half.
I like me teasers, don't I? Have you noticed?
Maltesers.
Hey.
O'Halloran now switches play out towards the right hand side. Mansell wins that header, but he's chasing his own ball back. But Jones gets the clearance, but he's dispossessed. And
I saw some Malteser truffles the other day in a leading.
Yeah, apparently, the belting.
But they're about £3 a bag, and I'm not buying round trees, whoever makes them these days.
Somebody's Premier Foods, isn't it?
I don't know.
Somebody's not named one of the most prolific players who went into goal. Most famous players in FC's history.
So far, we've got Ben Deegan.
Yes, I know the one you're hinting at there.
The first one, I think.
Let me do my job.
Go on.
Right, okay, I'll tell you in a second. Samoes.
Oh, yeah.
The ball down the line there. This is going to.
We can't see it anyway. You might as well do it. You can't see
right,
it.
Right, so far, we've got Ben Deegan, Sam Sheridan, Mike Norton at Fylde, Sam Maidler, Luke Ashworth, Mike Norton.
Two key ones
missing. Oh, we've had Mike Norton. Two key ones missing.
Yeah, the first ever one.
First ever one, yes.
I've already given a clue about Stamford.
Well, one was at Stamford, yes.
And it was a ridiculous thing because he conceded a goal straight away because it was lobbed over his head. Another clue.
Yes.
It didn't even have to be lobbed.
No, he didn't, to be fair. What's that up there?
It's cars on the hills, mate.
Burning.
Bloody hell. I thought it was commentating with Dana Scully then.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, the cars, mate.
Yeah, but
on the hill.
Okay.
And it's dark, so they've got the lights on.
Okay.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's a concept.
Just asking.
Oh, Halloran wins.
There's not much happening, dealers.
Yeah, the football might break out. That's a long ball over the top there, but Perrin's out. What's that up there?
Well, it doesn't look like. It didn't look like.
It's a street light.
It looks Rory like they're all in.
Rory Patterson.
Yes, that was the first one, yes, at Newcastle Town.
Still missing the other one who played 90 minutes.
We are.
And here's Donoghue now infield with it, out towards the left hand side. Finds Lonsdale. Lonsdale now on his left foot. He's got an overlap there from Donoghue if he wants it. Finds Donoghue. Donoghue's looking to twist and turn. Is he going to find a through ball? No, he looks for a cross and finds a cross to the back.
It's a great ball.
It is a good ball.
Mansell, back again.
To Brealey. Brealey back in field. Yeah. Not the best of balls. Yeah. At Newcastle, or was it against Ecclesall?
No, it was Newcastle Town.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So there's two more left.
I think there's possibly more than that, actually. I think two.
Certainly missing one from this competition.
Yes. And one from the Stamford game.
One from the Stamford game.
Ball played out towards this right-hand side now. Good tackle there from Lonsdale. Ball finds Brealey.
No cheating, dear listener, and going on the archive of the results and the scores on the website.
Oh, no, do. It'd be nice for the website to get some visits.
Well, there's not one. Okay, yeah. I thought it like that.
Non-controversial visits.
Donoghue to Brealey. Brealey now, nice.
Done well.
First touch there. In towards the six-yard box. Shot comes in. It's not the best of shots.
He possibly should have looked for a man in the middle there, to be honest with you.
Bit of Michael Jackson.
Nearly. I didn't think that when I said it. Oh, look.
One in the mirror.
Very good.
Just looking to see if anyone's been in touch on this oldies one with an answer to our question.
Humpy's getting some stick. Oh, that. Oh, right. Yeah. Why do people keep putting pictures of Brian Robson?
I think it's some anniversary of Brian Robson.
Oh, was it the other day? The anniversary of him signing?
I got a photograph of Brian Robson at Booth's in Salford Quays. Anyway, ball played through now into the penalty area to Mansell. Mansell shots chance down.
I've got one from the cliff, and it's from 83, and it's the sun's beating there. You've got Johnny Potts' house in the background here.
To make you feel old, but I was born in 83.
All right. It looks like it's in somewhere in Spain. Robbo's got these turned up trousers on with espadrilles.
83.
42 minutes on the clock.
Three trips to Wembley.
42 indeed, minutes. Yeah. I'm doing this for the highlights reel.
Do it.
42 minutes on the clock. FC United 1-0 up. It's a corner to the team in red. Donoghue to take it. In it comes. It's a good corner, that one. And
I thought he punched it in then.
Well, he punched it into the back of the nose, didn't he?
Yeah. Some haircuts on that picture there, and look.
Edwards is mainly going to get to that ball. No, he's fallen over.
Seen he's done well.
Senior, he's had a good game so far. I've seen that he's number two.
That ball he played.
That's
that was just compliment him on his ball again, and he does that.
I can think of another one, outfield player.
Okay,
at Salford City.
Out towards the left hand side.
Oh,
the Willows.
Oh yes.
No, not the Willows, no.
No, was it wasn't at the Willows.
Lane?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd
forgotten that one.
His gossip on the attack now to the byline. Out of play, it's going to be a corner.
Go in. Come out, man. I knew that was going to happen. We were still talking, though. Double team.
FA
players.
Cup.
FA Cup, yeah.
Lane.
Right at the end of the game, weren't it?
Spenner sent off.
Yeah.
Midfielder.
Possibly.
I think it was a midfielder, wasn't
it? It may well have been.
I was listening to that on the radio. It was Brian and Swampy commentating. Why are we not doing it?
He had to face a penalty as well.
He did.
Corner to Glossop. 44 minutes on the clock. In it comes from the far side. Last corner was a dangerous one. O'Halloran.
It's good header.
It was.
He
did defend that really well.
I thought he'd come off the attacker, but...
No, it was O'Halloran.
Yeah.
And he knew what he was doing there. It was a 50p head. Deliberate 50p head.
Reverse Silvestre. He was the unintended 50p head.
It's another corner to Glossop as we head towards the last minute here at Surrey Street in this first half. Home team trailing by 1-0 at the moment. Cross comes in towards the penalty spot. Cleared once again by O'Halloran and helped on by Bannister. But the second ball picked up by Glossop. Headed clear there by Mansell. Mansell still pressurising over on the right hand side. It's Fawnley with the ball. It's kept in play though, is it? No, it's out of play for throwing to FC. Midway into their own half when it's eventually taken. See, now you can talk about stuff. There's nothing happening now.
Well, I was going to say
don't
that
do
the,
it when they're heading towards the byline.
The assistant on the far side is getting a little bit of earache because she put a flag up pointing towards Glossop for a Glossop throw and the referee overruled her. So I don't think she was sure. It was quite a half-hearted flag.
Well, is Jones now. Jones with a ball over the top there.
Ball.
And it's Mansell picking that up. Mansell with a first time pass in towards Glossop's box. I keep wanting to say Buxton, I don't know why.
In the Buxton.
Oh, Glossop's Buxton?
No, in Buxton's box.
Oh, Buxton's box.
Alright. Looking forward to visiting Buxton again. They've got a new pitch at Silverlands.
We're not going to. Huh? I've changed my mind after Saturday.
No, in the FA Trophy.
Oh, right,
like
okay. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
No.
No. Last couple of weeks have got me down, but you know what? You're five teams worse than us.
Yeah.
Routine.
Yeah, yeah.
Geared me up a bit.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced by you, but it's geared me up.
Are they all in the same division?
Yeah.
I'll name those teams shortly as well, if you like.
I'll name them.
Save it for the second half.
I'll name them in one.
That name, that tune, yeah. who's playing Tom O'Connor?
Can I be Lionel Blair?
I didn't like the Blair version. I was an O'Connor vintage, me.
Donoghue finds Senior over on that right hand side. Senior crosses that ball in, beats one player, beats two, but the cross is eventually cleared on the far end of Glossop's penalty area. Here's O'Halloran now. O'Halloran, he's lining up a shot. Shot comes in.
Have a shot next time.
Well, Bannister's offside.
Yeah, Tom O'Connor, his most famous gag. He kept saying it every time he came on telly. He always said, if you fall off that wall and break both your legs, don't come running to me. Tom, we've heard it all, mate, over and over again.
You do crosswits?
He did do crosswits, yes.
Should have been halfway.
I was just thinking of. Do you remember Keynotes with Alistair Duval? 9:25 in the morning.
I'm only 35.
Yeah, and then
half time here at Surrey Street.
I'm quite sure about Tim Vine's first quiz program.
A good half for FC United. 1-0 up here in this first round of the Manchester Premier Cup against Glossop North End. Been decent.
Good game. I enjoyed that. Both teams contributed. I think FC have shown that actually, you know, taking the competition and the opponents into consideration, that we can actually get the ball down and play some decent, fast, flowing football. We're capable of it. I never thought we weren't, but you know, it was good that some good markers from some of the players. I think Senior has done well, Bannister's done well, Jones has done well at the back, O'Halloran. Great goal from Simmons. Couple players showed a bit of rustiness, I think, not played regularly. Brearley, Lonsdale and Mansell. But they'll benefit from the minutes. So, enjoyed well, that, yes.
That's half time. That's our half time chat. We'll be back very shortly with some more thoughts and some music. Oh, I've turned the wrong thing down. I've turned you down. Sorry. So, half time here at Surrey Street and in this Manchester Premier Cup tie between FC United and Glossop North End. It's FC United and Manchester 1, Glossop North End 0. I'm going for a
laugh. FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
FC United are calling on all supporters to get involved in the BP Boost, a development fund initiative set up to help raise much needed funds to assist the club in clearing its outstanding debts. BP Boost has been established to encourage all supporters to try and raise £20 a month any way they can. So if you'd like to get involved in the BP Boost, please email vinnie.thompson@fc-utd.net for your fundraising pack, leaving your name and address. Make no mistake, every penny counts. So join the BP Boost Drive today. Thank you.
Welcome back to Surrey Street here in the Manchester Premier Cup first round.
Not loud enough. Oh, Jesus, that's is that loud enough for you as well? Good God, man.
Sorry, is that right?
It was amusing when I put the headphones on then. What was it?
It was Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. It was loud. From back in there.
It was loud.
Oh, back okay. in there.
Right, anyway, so we're back here, and the second half is now underway here. FC United leading by 1-0, live here at Surrey Street. FC United against Gloucester North End, and no changes at half time, we don't believe. Ball over the top there, Simmons is on the side, out of play it goes.
Lots of the yawler there, though.
Lots of chatter at half time about these outfield players. We've had a few people surrendering on social media going, I'd give up.
Are we still guessing?
There are a couple more.
Have we not got the 90 minute man and the.
Mostly, no.
We haven't
tried the co commentator. Yes. He can't remember.
Who's that?
Keg.
Oh, that one. All right.
Cross comes in from senior, out of play.
And of course the Stamford one.
No, we don't have the Stamford one either. No. Yeah. I'll run through the list of the ones we have got shortly.
Or the Salford City one.
Or the Salford City one.
I keep forgetting that one, Paul.
That wasn't on your list, was it?
No, it wasn't actually.
So far we've got Mike Norton, of course, who went in net following what's his name?
Spencer's
injury at Fylde.
On the day that we released Warsnop.
Yeah, that was the same game, wasn't it? Somehow down the line.
Even in those days, it was still like Fred Carnot's at
Sarah. This roof. Rubbish construction all there. Others.
The Mosley one.
Sam Maidley, Luke Ashworth, Rory Patterson, who was in goal against Newcastle Town. And we've had Ben Deegan, of course, and Sam Sheridan. But that's it, there's a few
when
more.
When was
though.
The Sheridan one? I forget.
I think, was that when Basso was sent off?
Oh, yes, against Charlie. Of course it was. Yes. Well, the Salford one, the reason why I couldn't remember the Salford one, because by the time it gone in goal, I was already down waiting to the Mardy interview.
Shall we jig people's memories? That was the game in the FA Cup where Platt got a hat trick.
Mickey Platt got a hat trick, yes. We're in number three.
Yes. Is Bannister now on the ball over on that far side. He's dispossessed now and it's picked up by Boyle, who plays the long ball down the right, but it comes to nothing.
So we reckon there's the one at Salford,
yep.
The one at Stamford,
yep. Mosley.
Mosley in this competition.
And we reckon that's it.
Yeah, I
think don't think there's any more.
So I can't think of any more.
There's three more you need to name.
I'm cheating.
Out of play, the ball goes. It's a throw-in to FC just in front of the home dugout here at Surrey Street. Throw-in taken down the line. It goes there from Lonsdale, headed straight back and cleared by O'Halloran. It's a good ball, that. It finds Bannister. Bannister can't quite bring under control, but wins the ball back now. Bannister moving forward down the left-hand side, crosses that ball into the box. It's just beyond Mansell. And Saunders did well with that, because if he palmed it wide, it would have found Samoes on the back post.
Yeah, he was under pressure. Mansell slid in. And it's always tough for the keeper. He did very, very well.
You can get in touch with your answers at FCUM Radio on Twitter. Ball played back to Saunders in the Glossop goal. Out towards the right-hand side, the ball goes. And Bembelita under a bit of pressure there, and the ball is cleared high in the air by Saunders. O'Halloran's under it, brings the ball down, but it's first-time ball played back by Glossop. And here's ball now over on the right-hand side. Got Palinkas in front of him. Palinkas does well. Good defending there from Palinkas, but the ball breaks to Russell, Glossop's captain, and now out to the right-hand side to Cooper. Cooper infield, the ball goes and finds Healy. Back out to Cooper. Cooper now looking to go down the byline there, but it's defended by Lonsdale. Bannister back to Lonsdale. Lonsdale clears it. Donoghue there with a nice pass if it comes off, but there's Bembelita covering. Bembelita, ball played down the right-hand side. O'Halloran's there, lets the ball bounce, brings under control and then clears it. Helped on there by Brealey, and it's a good ball by Brealey. It finds Mansell. Mansell's one-on-one with the goalkeeper.
Oh, off the bar. He's leathered that.
And the follow-up from Samoes, he couldn't get any purchase on it. But there was no need to lever it like that.
To be fair to him, it was bouncing quite high in front of him, so I think I don't think he felt fully under control that he could just place it, and he absolutely wellied it from quite point-blank range, actually. And the net's now in Tesco car park. Can we stop the game while we go and find a new goal, please?
There's one right behind the net.
Well, there's another one. We could use that one, couldn't we? You remember what he said? Well, it says no ball games on the wall, which is a bit of a problem to football ground.
Now back with Farnley.
I'm back to the real reason why we're
Russell
here.
All the way back to Saunders. We're going to give you till 60 minutes,
yeah.
And then we'll give you the answers. There are three players. I've got two of them now. Paul's got the other one. Of course, Paul had all three.
You know what? I'm still struggling with the Salford one. I think I know who it is, but I'm not 100% sure.
I didn't know, but Paul told me.
Like I said, I remember it happening, but I was already down waiting for the interview with Margie at the end of the game, so I didn't really get to see it clearly.
And for those people wondering, in case you're wondering, where's One More Cup of Coffee? The webcam is set up, but it's not set up for One More Cup of Coffee. It's set up just in case there's a penalty shootout.
So you can see Tom Stott's.
We're nice like that.
You can see Tom Stott's bobbing.
No, we'll tell him to shift.
You have to hold it up.
It's for the good of the club, we'll say.
Hold it up.
Out towards this right-hand side. There's Senior now. Senior bringing the ball forward into Glossop's half to Samoes. Senior continues his run to the byline. Senior crosses that ball in. It finds Mansell.
Is it the post? No, Mansell.
Hits the post. Rebounds to Mansell, the aforementioned Mansell, and he puts it wide.
It was a good... Yeah, I mean, again... It must be this end of the pitch must be a little bit bobbly, I think, because I mean the fourth senior
how
crossed
dare
it.
You.
The ball
this pitch
was
is like a carpet.
It's like a bloody not a flat carpet over there.
It's a challenging putt, but it is smooth. Is what we're saying.
It's a bit of a slope up that way. Yeah, it just seemed to bobble a little bit just when he's crossing. But Mansell did well.
One of our old boys, Cavalcou, is leaving the game.
Never really got a chance, I don't think. A fair chance, a first crack of the whip, I don't think.
What, tonight?
Well, no, just in general, but...
It was at Ashtonville.
One appearance for FC.
Robert Ironmonger, was it Wolfie at Stamford? Smallest guy in the team?
No, but you're half right.
He wasn't the smallest man on
you're
the team.
You're going in the right direction.
Well, you're right. Give it a couple of centimetres shorter.
Yeah.
And then you'll find your man, Robert.
Because obviously you want the smallest player on the pitch going in goal.
And then standing on the edge of his
kick from 40 yards.
And then standing on the edge of his 6-yard box. Yeah.
Oh, come on. That was in the FA Trophy as well. It really mattered that game, didn't it?
Oh, I think. Oh, our other club stato has just texted me. We've got another late entrant. We've missed another one.
Okay.
We've missed one.
Just to go back to this game briefly.
No.
Turner's come on for Koo and Elliot has come on for Russell.
Thanks, Paul.
There was another night. There was
we missed one.
Yes, a night game.
Yes,
In Lancashire.
Right.
Goalkeeper was sent off at another outfield. I've forgotten this one completely.
Cleverell.
No. But more recently, it was a couple of seasons ago.
Fylde.
Yes, a night game at Fylde.
I thought that was Norton.
No. That was when we won 2-0 and me and you compensated.
This was another game.
Have you remembered now, Paul? Because I'd forgotten this one.
Yeah, it was when Carnell was sent off.
Carnell was sent off.
And, yes, and it was a centre-back that went in goal.
Oh, my God, I remember. It was the guy who played against Chesterfield for some reason as well. Senior, coming forward now with the ball. Senior.
He played more often than one other game.
No, but he was like in and out of the team at that point. And then he just started... against Chesterfield.
No, I think you're wrong there. Oh, what a ball!
He's offside. Defender, centre back.
You're right there, but I don't remember.
Because he was actually a goalkeeper as a kid. He played Sunday League as a goalkeeper.
You wouldn't have known that night.
Well, I think we're barking up the wrong domino here.
No, defender, centre back.
Yeah, well, you're completely right there, but I'm not sure about that. Anyway, thank you, Carl Wadley, for that. You're quite right. I'd forgotten. I've got another text here. I bet it's Carl again. It is. He's got a thumbs up.
He's got another one.
So I don't know if that means that you're right.
He did play against Chesterfield.
He probably did. So did 10 of his mates. And a couple of subs.
I say play.
Well. But he played a lot more times than that.
No, I know. But by that point,
you make it sound like he
only
played.
We sent him on loan the same season. And then he came back. And it was pretty much around that Chesterfield game.
Possibly. Anyway, that's one we've forgotten. So
we've got 6 minutes to the hour mark.
And it's four now.
It's four now. Oh, God. Everyone. Anyway, it's a free kick.
Hello.
2-E now.
Hello. I don't know who he is, but... I think they all think we're the Glossop radio people. Well,
this is Hillman's radio.
Yeah, a lot of people have waved at us and strangers.
All right.
It's not Richard Hillman's.
you're not going to ride us off into the lake, are you?
Samoa's there tracking back, but the ball breaks and it's now with Bembelita. Bembelita twisting and turning. Palinkas does well there.
Oh, that's brilliant. And
a Maradona turn for good measure.
And he got a foul as well.
I still maintain, as soon as Priestley wasn't playing on Saturday, you might as well have gone with Palinkas as in the free. You might
possibly,
as well have done.
Possibly.
Because those second balls... needed another centre-back.
Yeah, maybe.
To deal with.
But yeah, the centre-backs play quite well on Saturday.
I know it's all good in hindsight, but...
Maybe. I think this fellow's decided to stand in front of me on purpose. Pie game? No pie game, apart from mint sauce game, maybe.
Oh yeah, Woodso didn't find the mint sauce. It was lurking amongst the other condiments that were available.
Thing is, though, I jumped straight in the condiment.
What kind of amateur would miss when they opened the mint sauce?
When they opened the shutter, I actually went back round.
It's the first one. Everyone,
help yourself to salt and pepper in there. And didn't see the mint sauce.
I need to inform people. Did you hear what he just said? When the shutter went up, he was the first one there.
I was the third.
He's that guy who's always there.
No, that's not
there.
True.
In this instance.
That is not true.
In this
tonight,
instance.
Tonight was the second one. Somebody was already eating one. I was second. And Paul, can I say, was right behind me in the queue.
Oh, he was listening to Red Rebel Radio on Friday clearly and went, oh, I want a pie.
It's getting a bit scrappy now. There's fouls referees are talking and all sorts.
We're chatting away because there's nothing happening. Which is
confused. What is happening in tonight's... He's talking about the game. So are we.
Yeah, there's nothing happening. FC United winning by 1-0. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and it's 1-0 the score.
Yeah.
To FC United.
56 minutes.
That was all part of... Helen's the new Trafford branch.
Is she?
Yeah, you've not mentioned the score.
1-0.
1-0. Good stuff there from Mansell, and a good battle there with Thornton, but Mansell wins it, and there's a through ball here. Mansell keeps the ball, though. Mansell shoots, deflects.
Corner ball. I think that's a corner. Thank you, referee. Yeah, he thought about it, didn't he?
Well spotted there, and it's a corner to FC United.
I think Mansell
57
wants
minutes on the clock.
He wants a goal, Mansell. He wants a goal. You can see that. There was no way he was going to just dink that through there. He probably should have done.
Well, he's been in pole position to score a couple of times.
You can't use the same gag I used earlier. That just doesn't work.
People might have tuned in late. Missed it. First time round.
Tell you what, your comedy crew.
First time round the circuit.
A false start, if you will.
Tell you what, you've had a checkered career, you, doing this radio.
towards the back post. Oh, when it's good hands there from the goalkeeper. And
checkered career. I'll say it again.
Yeah.
We'll go to the third time.
Okay. towards the right hand side now. It's with Boyle for Glossop.
Why is that name?
And the thing is, if it goes a bit scrappy, then Glossop can come back into it quite easily, can't they? And it has gone a bit scrappy in the last, 15 minutes of this half. So far, kicking off. A couple of chances, though. Mansell's looking a bit dangerous, as is Bannister.
He's only a good second half so far, Mansell.
Here is Mansell. And Bembolita fouls.
He's not going to get one there.
Good strength, though, from Bembolita. And it's all the way back to Jordan Perrin in the FC goal. We're coming up to 60 minutes, so this is your final warning for outfield players who played in net. Here's Senior now. Senior nearly finds Mansell.
Still four to get.
We're giving you enough clues as well. Ball played over the top there, and it's Turner. He's onside. Turner shoots. Side netting.
Oh, he's unlucky there.
Should have done better.
Here's your...
And it's a goal kick, but a bit of a let off there for FC.
Nice bit of pace he showed there, Liam Turner. And yeah, like I said, a let off. Possibly could have done better. Probably should have done better.
Is Senior. Back it goes to Palinkas. Palinkas plays it out to O'Halloran. O'Halloran now. Nice turn from Bannister on the halfway line. Bannister now moving forward. Pace from Bannister over down the left-hand side now. Looking for support. Gets it from Lonsdale. Lonsdale. And interesting challenge there from Ben.
Yeah,
Valenza.
I mean, he seemed to put...
He went down on one knee.
He put Lonsdale off by just kneeling in front of him. He was asking him to marry him.
Genuflected.
Bit of bimbo later there.
Genuflected.
Oh, very good there, Paul. Very good.
And it's a free kick to FC.
Who's Paul?
And, you've got 1 minute. 1 minute to get back in touch. Palinkas takes the free kick early. Didn't Wolfie play in goal once? No.
We've had that one.
Here's Samoes now. Samoes infield. Nice bit of trickery there, but he's dispossessed as he was about to release the ball. And now it's Boyle bringing the ball clear to Turner on the halfway line for Glossop. Glossop plays it to his fellow substitute, Elliot, now. And Elliot's dispossessed by Donoghue. Donoghue now. A Phil Neville and off he goes. And into a bit of a cul-de-sac there. He's got support from Bannister.
I feel there were more ways than one.
And the cross is headed clear there by Bembolita. And another long ball play forward there by Glossop, headed clear by Lonsdale.
Did well though.
Really needs to do better there getting that ball. Second ball's picked up by Lonsdale. Forward it goes to Bannister. Bannister lays it off there for Brealey, who's carted. And it's just a throw in.
Dumped to the ground.
Time's up.
Right. Time's up.
Okay. So the Salford one.
I seriously can't remember this.
It's a centre back. And the game was already won at that point. It was already 3-1. Woodsow was already down the tunnel. If you could call it a tunnel at that point.
It was the big gap next to the main.
Ball over the top here is Maidley. He's on Maidley.
Oh, that's nearly those cars. I wonder
that
what
could be denting.
Anyway,
Dean Stott.
Dean Stott.
I was thinking before. That's I thought he was Stott. Who was a goalkeeper in his younger days?
No, Stamford is the one where everyone's going. I know. 40-yard free kick. Who do you want in goal? Let's put the guy who's 5'2", cracking midfielder.
It was
very small. It was
David Birch.
David Birch. Everyone. That's right. Now there's two more to get.
There is
right. The one who played at Fylde first. The defender, centre back. Was it Lynch?
It was Chris Lynch.
Chris Lynch, the original Chris Lynch.
It was.
The Lynch with hair.
Yes.
And he was a goalkeeper at Sunday League level. And that was the thinking. Anyway, layoff there from Donoghue to Bannister. Donoghue and Bannister have linked up really well this evening so far. Down the line it goes from Bannister to Donoghue. Donoghue heading towards the corner flag. Nice back heel there to Bannister. Bannister keeps it in though. And back it goes to Donoghue. Donoghue's in the crossing position now. He delays, still on the ball, and now plays the ball to Brealey. Brealey on the edge of the box. Back it goes to Bannister. Bannister's tackled there. The momentum went out of that, didn't it, really? And Lonsdale looked like he fouled his man there. Turner, good battle between those two. And the Mosley one, Paul.
Adam Jones.
Played 90 minutes,
Adam Jones.
Yeah. He was actually picked.
Keg. Adam Jones.
Adam Jones at Mosley.
At Mosley. big daft idiot. Those are the thoughts.
And it wasn't like the keeper.
He's
a Mosley now. He's captain.
Now.
He's captain.
Yes.
But he wasn't as if he was. He went in for a sending off or a. Not an injury. He actually started. He was picked in goal that night. Yes.
There you go.
It was this.
It was this Manchester Cup.
Yeah.
So even back then, FC Radio was covering the Manchester Premier Cup and giving it the attention it deserves. Long ball down the right-hand side there for Turner to chase onto. O'Halloran's there, who's had a cracking game so far.
I think that was one where Richard Batterby got sent off for a shocking two-foot tackle in front of the main stand.
I have a suspicion it was it was on this date in that year as well.
Oh, right, okay. It would have been far off. Yeah, Battersby got sent off as well. Yeah. Remember that, yeah.
Battersby went off in the first half.
That was before global warming, Keg. It was freezing, if memory serves. Cleared. Here's Donoghue now. Donoghue can turn. He's got support from Samoes, who's the only player forward at the moment, but he's quickly followed by Brealey. Brealey now plays out to Senior. Senior now. He's got support over on that right-hand side, but goes to the overlap from Brealey. Cross comes in. Deflects. It's going to go straight back to Brealey on the edge of the box. Back it goes to Senior. Senior crosses that ball in. It needs to be better than that.
He wanted to be so precise. He took a touch, didn't he? He just wanted to dink it in. He said, just probably first time, bang. But another good move.
Blinkers looked like he was fouled there, but good strike.
Done brilliant because he lucky foul. We also got wrong side as well. He did really well to get the ball back there. Brilliantly.
And Senior now. Senior to Brealey. Out to this right hand side now to Samoes. Samoes got an overlap there from Senior. Fine Senior now on the edge of the box. Cross comes in from the byline. It's Fawnlett and out of play for a corner to FC United. That's corner number 8 for the team in red.
17 goal attempts to 5 so far.
How many on target from each?
Destined.
5-1.
It's destined for a late equaliser, this. Just to let you know. 64 minutes on the clock. 1-0 the score. It's a corner to FC.
Don't even talk about that.
Well, Glossop were 2 down at Broadhurst in the last meeting.
Yeah. Parker played in that game, didn't he?
Yes, and Mulholland.
Mm. In it comes. It's just about cleared by Glossop, and there's a chance for a little counter-attack here if FC United can't get back in time, but the Bannister foul.
That was always coming. I think it might be a card here for this one. I think Bannister might. Yeah, he is. He had about 3 goals.
It was just a bit too cynical, that one.
Mulholland's done so well, hasn't he? Because he was playing at Glossop once, and then at Colwyn Bay, and then signed pro with Barrow, I think.
He's not there though.
No, he's on loan at Hyde. It's like the life and times of a non-league player. You can go up and down the pyramid, can't you?
Up and down like a bride's night.
All right, smut.
Just saying, bit of blue.
Smut zone.
Bit of blue.
Save it for your Ramsbottom General Hospital radio, where we used to do.
Once.
And Palinkas brings that ball down and clears it, but it's deflected.
You know the daft thing with that as well?
There was a lot of daft things wrong with that, to be honest.
Well, all right, about the obvious one.
Wait a minute. Cross comes in from Glossop into FC United's penalty area. Heady clear there once again by O'Halloran. Is Bannister going to get that ball?
He
does well, Bannister. He's having a great evening so far. FC United's number 11 over the halfway line. He goes, plays the ball to Donoghue. Donoghue's carted there. Referee shakes his head.
I thought it was
in a very exaggerative way.
No,
says the referee. And along the line now for Glossop. And he's carrying on the theme. Play continues. Here's Mansell now. Mansell, a nice touch and play over on the left hand side. First time ball surely towards Donoghue. He can't get any purchase on that cross, and it's cleared. Going as far as Jones, who have not seen touch the ball in this second half.
He's been quite second half, haven't he?
Very much so. Yeah. Here's Bannister now. Bannister, he's got support from Senior, but on his left foot, he's lined up a shot. Deflected. Corner.
Yeah, did you think about that? We did that Roach Valley Radio, whatever it was called. All the fun that was going on with the penalty and Deegan going in goal. And we weren't on air because they'd cut to 5 live because it was the day of the Grand National.
What? Wait, what?
They cut.
What was the Grand National?
It was on 5 Radio 5 Live.
And what were you doing on 5 Live?
We weren't. the radio station, cut the commentary.
Which commentary?
Roche Valley Radio.
Oh, to get Five
cut
Live
cut Five Live on for the Grand National. We were off air.
Hold the paper rights.
Well, I don't know. Anyway. Could be somebody, somebody with the phone next to the radio.
Corner for FC United. It comes towards the back post where O'Halloran is. It's going to go out towards the left-hand side, but Brealey's going to keep that ball in play. Back it goes to Jones. Jones now lining up an ambitious shot.
I nearly said don't shoot then. He wasn't far away again, so fair play to him.
Winnie's been in touch to say our friends from Witten are losing 2-0 at home to Mickleover Sports in a league game. Okay. I'm over it.
Okay, yeah.
Briley's going off.
Good run out for Brealey, or Briley. And in his place, it looks like Leighton Egan is coming on.
Just trying to figure out.
Yeah, Graham says up and down like a fiddler's elbow, please.
That was one I was trying to think originally, to be fair.
It's a throw in to FC United on the halfway line.
The other substitution a minute ago was for Glossop, and it was low on for Cooper.
There we go. Egan there, a ball over the top towards Samoz. It's going to break to Mansell. Mansell's good strength there. Plays it back to Donoghue. Donoghue's lining up a shot. It's comfortable for Saunders. And cleared by Saunders, high in the air. And over the top it goes for Polinskas to head. Which he does, out towards the right-hand side to Senior. Senior plays the ball forward to Donoghue. Donoghue's touch is going to be easily read, but he wins that ball back, Donoghue. Then he's fouled again, right in front of the linesman, who doesn't do anything. Play continues. Maybe I'm getting soft in my old age. Here's Lonsdale now. Got my hair cut today, Paul, and very noticeable the grey hair I've got now.
I don't know about that.
It's like an ashtray now. Stop looking at my hair, Paul. Throwing down the line.
I'm going to call you the silver fox now.
Flick on there. Palinkas has to deal with it. It's interesting clearance from Perrin. I think he did the best with a bad back pass, to be fair. Here's Senior now on the ball to Jones. Out towards his right-hand side, I think, to Bannister. Yeah, it is to Bannister. He tries the through ball there, and there's a challenge late there on Bannister's.
Sam Maidley, I think, in trouble.
Yeah.
It's not the first foul this evening. On the yellow card.
So it's going to be a free kick to FC United. So just inside their own half when we get this game back underway.
One old boy substituted, the other one bolt.
Yellow card for Sam Maidley.
11 goals in 35 appearances for FC.
Again, I don't think he had a fair crack. I mean,
well, I remember that game against Harrogate, the 4-3. Maidley, that was Maidley's.
Oh, absolutely.
Finest hour.
My thing with Sam Maidley was he clearly didn't know what he was going to do next. And that's a good weapon, because if he does it, nobody else certainly does.
It's the element of surprise.
Absolutely.
Down this right hand side. It's Senior now. Senior's got an overlap there from Bannister. He plays the ball to the edge of the box towards Mansell. Mansell can turn here. Bembelita is a good tackle from Bembelita. And non-league dog adding to the vibe here at Flat Surrey Street.
Radio Low Broughton.
I beg your pardon. That dog's on a lead. That's what's right. So. Got me that, Paul, sorry. Glossop still on the attack now over on the right hand side. Cross comes in, it's charged down. Good defending there from Lonsdale. It's going to be a throw in. Chip back any time you want, Woods, or you can.
Yeah,
you can,
sorry,
just
I was
reading
yeah.
a Twitter timeline.
It's going to be another card, I think.
Nope. There's not a great deal going on, to be fair.
No, but we're having a nice time.
I'm listening to you. I'm all
imagine him at dinner parties.
Talking of Sam
I've shot me ball with the quiz question, to be fair. What's all energy?
Talking of Sam Maitland and the unpredictable reminded me of Jamie Phoenix.
He was
another man with the unpredictable.
Still, no one's seen him since that game at Padiham. He fell down one of the holes in the pitch. It's a free kick to Glossop, about 10 yards in from the touchline, midway into FC United's half. We've got 72 minutes on the clock, and is this where Glossop get the equaliser? In it comes towards the near post, headed clear by Jones. Second ball with Glossop. That's an ambitious shot.
Oh, what a save! Unbelievable!
It was amazing, that volley then, from out on the right hand side of FC United's penalty area. It was destined for the top corner, and there's Perrin there, a great save.
It was one of those flicky uppy volley type things.
That's what they're called on the training ground,
flicky uppy volley type thing.
It's a corner to Glossop. In it comes towards the near post. It beats everyone out towards the back end it goes, but there's Samoes. Good defending from Samoes. And now there's a chance for a counter attack from the team in red. Ball breaks here. Bannister's
trying to reach it. He's not gone near it.
Donoghue now crosses that ball into the back post.
He's put his flag up now, though.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. That was good. I enjoyed that.
That was exciting, that.
Even the dog got excited there.
Oh, that was good, that. Oh, we're making a change. Paul Ruffy was just sending a few off. He was just pointing.
Well, it's Bannister. He's had a great game.
He's had a great game.
And off on his Crawford.
Yeah.
Crawford.
I like that little bit.
Crawford, I think, has 16 minutes or so to really put a shift in.
I think you're crackers.
A 90-minute shift. Make or break, you mean?
I wouldn't quite go that far.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Crackers.
You've already done that joke. You just did it then.
Yeah. I just did it. Oh. Stop listening now. I don't blame you, don't get me wrong.
No, I was trying to link it, but, you know, because he wasn't picking it up.
Is that a private little guy?
I think so, yeah. Cleared by O'Halloran. And out of play, it's going to be a throw-in to Glossop. That dog in the background's making the Radcliffe MPC match, Manchester Premier Cup match, night seem more surreal. It's nice James is listening to us whilst also watching his own team. That's nice. Non-league, Manchester.
All right, I get you now, because Radcliffe playing tonight. Right, I understand you.
I thought they played in the Lancashire one, didn't they?
Some teams do play in two.
Turner's got a chance here if he can find this ball and
he wants a penalty. He's not having one.
Referee says go away, and Egan now plays the ball out to the left hand side to Samoes now. Oh, look at the pace from Samoes over on the left hand side. Plays the ball in field to Donoghue. Surely must score. Palmed wide.
He tried placing it. A bit of power play would have worked there better, but he tried placing it, and keeper. I think he made a bit of a hash of that. Really, he probably should have saved it a bit more comfortably.
He certainly made it look hard.
He did, didn't he? Yeah.
Well, it's a corner number 10 for FC United. And it's in the last 15 minutes here. It's taken quickly. Here's Crawford now. Crawford plays the ball back to Jones. Jones now out to the left-hand side to Egan. Egan with the ball on his right foot. Crosses that ball into the back post. It's too close to Saunders. I'm just looking who Radcliffe... Earlham. Cleared there by Saunders. And header one by Lonsdale. Lonsdale does the best with it, really. It's going to stay in play, I think, over on that left-hand side. It's going to roll out. It's going to roll out for a throw-in. Midway into FC United's half for the home side. That dog's confusing me. It's almost like Tom Stott is...
It's like he's barking.
Anyway. Ball played down the right-hand side here for Glossop. Cleared by Lonsdale. Charged down. Appeal to handball. Play continues. Out of play it goes for a throw-in. It's getting a bit scrappy here. And if it gets scrappy, that's when...
the equaliser comes.
Yeah, exactly. And we all go, okay.
How long is left, Paul?
14.
Thank you.
Glossop over on that right-hand side. Infield. Nice flick there from Healy. But it's cleared again by FC United. And Samoes... brought down there, surely. Referee says he got the ball.
Still down.
And now, Glossop on the attack, broken up by Egan. Cleared by Lonsdale.
He would be offside. Yeah, he is.
Donoghue is offside.
Liner wasn't anywhere near play, but he got it right.
Chris Harvey's been in touch today. He's listening in Malta.
Oh. The Apprentice last week, they were in Malta.
Were they really?
They were, yeah. Oh. Idiots. Not Maltese, I mean, the Apprentice.
Oh, well, he's a dangerous player from Glossop, but...
There's Sam Maidley. He didn't know what he was going to do, and he tried to backflick it, and he went nowhere.
Well, there was no one there to support that.
No, there wasn't,
to be fair.
No.
Here's Donoghue now. Donoghue turns. Got a run for Crawford. Crawford's
miles offside. What are you doing, man?
And there's shouts here from people. You should watch the game a bit more closely. He's only just about 3 yards off. Just three.
To be fair, they may have been shouting at him.
It was only a few yards.
Okay, that's a good point.
To be fair.
Especially with Crawford's pace. There's no need for him to run that.
There's not.
Anyway, but maybe a bit of exuberance. Yeah. So I'm keeping you away, mate.
It's getting old.
Blimey, neck. Swing and a miss from Egan.
Can I ask you a question? When did he come on?
You've not been watching.
Yeah, we don't. And who did he replace?
Jones there, tackling away, but is the referee's letting a lot go all of a sudden?
Egan came on for Brierley at the 68-minute mark.
Ah, right. I did genuinely miss that, yes.
Throw into Glossop on the halfway line. Down the line it goes on this left-hand side. 1-0 the score if you are joining us in this last 12 minutes or so. And now out towards the right-hand side on the halfway line. Long ball play forward. Palinkas is under it. Heads the ball clear. And Egan's going to have to do well to get that ball back and keep it in play. He can't keep it in play. It's a throw-in to Glossop. Thoughts go back to Chadderton last season, which was a lot more... Oh, was it the season before?
That was the start of our...
love affair.
Our love affair with the Manchester Premier Cup.
First time we wore that blue kit.
Is it coming to an end this evening?
Well, the blue kit.
No, that love affair with Manchester Premier Cup. In the Peak District. Out towards the right hand side, the ball goes. It's a wild challenge there from Lonsdale. And the referee might be wanting to have a chat there. It was one of those tackles. It was only 1 foot, but it was high.
Yeah,
and he was above contact. The ball, and he did make contact.
It was very clumsy. I mean, for me, I thought it was a penalty.
It's
but
a good job that Glossop player over on that far side isn't a Witten player, because he'd be making the most of that now, wouldn't he?
He'd have dove into the crowd.
And there'd be all kinds of suggestions on Twitter and everything else.
The yellow card is out.
There'd be shenanigans going on.
It's a booking for Lonsdale, and it's a free kick for Glossop. 11 minutes left to play here at Surrey Street. FC 1-0 up. And it's more or less a corner, this. Over on the right-hand side. There's two men in the wall. It's not too far outside the penalty area, is it?
Oh, well, for me, from this distance, I thought it was in the box. I was a bit panicky. Yeah.
A lot of players on the front post. There's only one purple shirt at the back post at the moment. That's Ben Belita. And it comes from the right-hand side. Towards that back post area. Perrin flaps it a bit. And Maidley's going to keep that ball in play by the left-hand corner flag. Got Palinkas for company. Cross comes in towards the back post. Fawn is there. It's going to break, I think. No, it's cleared by Lonsdale.
Yeah.
And Crawford. No, it's too far away from him. Yeah, that ball. It's out of play for a throw-in. Two Glossop on the halfway line.
They're coming into it a little bit now.
We've had some... PDEL43 has been in touch. He was listening to us in Florida. So, hello, everybody around the world.
Swanky.
Live from Glossop.
FLA.
Jones did
well
there.
Ball. He's offside. He was in his own
Mansell.
Half.
Mansell's onside. He's got Ben Belita for company, though. Mansell. Oh, he's tricked himself there, hasn't he? Deflection.
Got a corner.
Did well there, Mansell.
A bit like the old proverbial Bambi on ice there, weren't he? He seems to just be like legs everywhere and
he was
ran out of steam.
Skidding all over the place, Mansell, wasn't he?
But it was a good decision by Aliner because he did start his running in his own box.
Certainly skid marks.
Yeah. Stay at your grid.
God, it's a corner to FC United. 9 minutes left to play here. FC 1-0 up. And it comes from Samoes towards the near post. Teddy Clare. It's going to break to Jones. Jones plays it sideways to Egan. Egan twisting and turning, facing their own way. Plays the ball to Palinkas on the centre spot. Back it goes to Egan. Egan now looking out towards that left hand side where Samoes still is from that corner. Good first and second touch from Samoes, and the referee's brought it back from a foul.
I don't think he wanted it
because that was a brilliant piece of skill there from Samoes, to be fair. But it's a free kick, and Samoes should learn his lesson.
Kick that ball then, don't do it again.
It's a free kick to FC United a yard in from the touchline over on the left hand side. Donoghue takes it, doesn't beat the first man, it's headed clear only as far as Lonsdale, who plays it back out to Donoghue. Donoghue now, he's looking to go down the left hand side, it's challenged on his corner to FC United
number 12.
Yeah, Paul, who's counting?
Me.
It's a corner to FC United. That dog sounded awfully close.
What was that then?
Where is it?
I don't know.
8 minutes left to play. He's on the roof.
Not on your leg, is it?
Donoghue to take this corner.
They're being hurried up. He's not happy.
Down the line it goes. Oh. Strangely.
Strange one.
Lonsdale now plays the ball in. Oh, it nearly found O'Halloran. Who was onside. Training ground move.
I was going to say anything on the training ground move.
Here's Jones now. Jones looking out towards his right hand side.
He's
onside. He's onside. Crawford brings the ball down. Take your man on, Crawford. Go on. There you go.
That's it.
Still brings the ball back to Senior. Senior now could cross his ball in. It hits the back of Turner. It's going to be corner number 13. But who's counting?
You, obviously. Well, Paul is, hopefully.
Somebody should be.
Yeah, hopefully Paul is.
Here we are going to go straight off air at full time.
Handed off on
penalties. But it is a corner to FC United, who are 1-0 up. In it comes. It's towards the edge of the box there, and it's going to find Donoghue. Donoghue on the left-hand side now, of Gossett's penalty area, and his right foot along the 18-yard line he goes.
In Tesco car park.
The conundrum, go to the game and miss this scintillating entertainment, or miss the game and enjoy the fascinating insights of the literati that is FCUM Radio.
Not the glitterati.
Or the Illuminati.
Some tongue firmly in cheek there. And another one, Mark Kreisel, has said, great to see the younger and less experienced players being given opportunities. We may need them for league games later in the season.
And Lonsdale goes down there, just a slight touch in the back. And, well, it's a free kick to FC United, and it's a goal right now would be nice.
To kill it off.
Ideally at that end and all at that end.
And then I can start thinking about,
Packing yourself away.
Get the 2148 train, Paul.
You're taking Paul for a craft ale.
No, not if we can get the train.
Oh.
Nailing it.
Sprinting. You're determined not to buy him a drink,
down
aren't
Surrey
you?
Street.
Determined not to buy him a drink.
I'm sure there'll be a buffet service on the train, won't there?
What one hopes there will be a servant.
That was the worst free kick we've possibly ever seen.
It was literally just hammered out into play
down the hill.
That's a high bar.
Yeah. He's just leathered down the hill. And that's the hill outside the ground.
That's a clearance there from Jones, which has alerted Manchester Airport. Out of play it goes for a throw in to Glossop midway in their own half. Throwing taken, down the line, helped on there by Maidley, cleared by O'Halloran. Crawford nearly brings that ball down, but Fawnley does well. And now it's out with Turner. Turner with a ball over the top there, and the number of players offside. He says hoping, and
yeah,
one of them was Maidley.
I'm glad they were, because Perrin was a bit slogan off his line. I thought for a second there was a couple of men. But like you said, the flag's up, so no damage done.
Free kick, 4 minutes left to play.
Player of the match?
O'Halloran. Maybe Bannister.
Bannister or Donoghue for
Donoghue
me.
If he scores.
I'm going Bannister.
Ball played forward there towards Mansell. It's heading
or
clear.
Or Senior.
Senior had a good first half. He's been a quiet second.
He's had some good runs down here. And
I think Samoes has had a good game.
He had a good first half again. So I'm going. Then again, Bannister's not been on for about 20 minutes, so can he get on the match if he's not played a lot of the game?
Well, didn't we give... that was the women's game, wasn't it? On Sunday we gave a man of the match.
Yeah, but he's ghosting from the touchline a lot.
Is that an Egan reference?
Egan, very good.
Thanks. Here's Crawford now. Got support there from Senior. Checks back though.
Needs to be quicker with the ball.
Crawford, back it goes to Jones. Jones now, he's in a bit of space. Switches play out to the left-hand side. Samoes can't quite bring the ball down. And that'll play for a throw-in.
So have we come to a consensus yet?
Paul?
I think O'Halloran for me.
I voted, but I looked at your face, I went voted.
What the smirk I gave him then.
That was unbelievable.
I was like a midfielder from Witton Albion, wasn't I?
Unbelievable.
It was like, look what I just did.
Oh, Billy Smart was back for a second then. See you later.
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah. Beat the traffic.
Here he is. Rocky Balboa here.
His Senior.
Doesn't work if you're not here, to be fair, listener.
Is that? No, not for radio.
Not for radio, no. Oh, referee's stopping play. I think there's something. There's a drone. He's not happy, there's a drone.
Oh. Is there?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I can see a couple of crones.
Oh, yeah, there's a drone.
And he stopped. He's gone over to speak to.
Well, has anyone got an air rifle?
He's not happy. The referee's. He's not happy the fact that there's a drone.
Was he not at that Salford City FA Cup match where the BBC had about four of them flying over the ground?
It's not a UFO, man. It's not going to have little green men landing on the pitch.
I did notice you were more surprised about the cars up there.
They've all gone?
Not the actual UFO that's flying above the...
So considering it's behind us, is this the drone zone?
The drone zone? Oh, come on, referee. We don't want to go home. Doesn't matter.
We've got 2 minutes left on the clock.
He knew we were. This is ludicrous. He's got an earpiece in.
This is ridiculous.
Of course, he wouldn't be the first referee who listens to FC Radio if you are listening from the referee fraternity.
As the train merrily rails off.
And it's not.
I've just been informed. It's been up there for about 25 minutes.
And obviously,
what's he going to do? Shoot? He's going over. He's going to shoot it down.
That's why I suggested he does get an air rifle.
Oh, this is...
Well,
I'd say abandon the match.
Is it interfering with the...
Score stands. That's what I would do.
Interfering with the flight of the ball.
Is it interfering with his earpiece between him and his mates? I thought for a second he was actually going to set the ball off and call the game off then for a second.
Well, the drone is now hovering.
It's hovering. It's like
what else does a drone do other than hover?
It fills, doesn't it?
Anyway, so out towards the left-hand side, the ball goes now.
There's more and more people. I can't see a thing now.
Well, it's because of the drone.
It's stopping us from...
Goes high, doesn't it?
It's going higher, yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's weird.
It's probably a fan who wants to take in the new floodlights.
But it could be... Or Glossop's official. It could be their drone.
Hillman Video.
What was that saying that Gail came out with? With a briefcase.
What?
It's called Richard
Coronation
Hillman.
Street reference.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't watch it?
Yeah, I do watch Coronation Street, yes. Headed on there. Glossop. We've made these offside.
So this is the drone's fault.
It's not like him. And it's a free kick to SC United.
I bet there's some listener there who realise that's not the only drone that's been going on tonight.
I think we've done all right, considering the material.
Well, yeah. You can only play what you've got, really, can't you?
I think we've done all right.
You can only play what you've got.
Someone just randomly waved at me.
He did.
There was a guy. Should we tell the story about the guy who thought I was Swamper? He literally came up to me on Saturday.
Swamper.
You're the one I don't like.
Yeah, and then left.
He literally went, oh.
It was literally like I was commentating for Ramsbottom General Hospital Radio.
Drone's gone.
Cleared. Out of play for a throw in. I think this is winding down this game now. I think 21-48 might be a bit ambitious, Paul.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We can
get it out of your brain.
He's got to add drone time on first.
We knew that train would be sabotaged.
Never known a game to work. Oh, that's ridiculous, that.
Down the line it goes. Good Donahue turn there again from Donahue towards the byline. He's going to get to Crawford. Crawford does well. He's got three purple shirts around him. Gets the ball back to Donahue. And here's Lonsdale now. Lonsdale heading towards the corner flag. Checks back, still with the ball, but he's heading into a bit of a cul-de-sac there, and it's cleared. Can't believe we've got 118 listeners for this.
That's good.
That's ridiculous.
That's as many as we've got here.
That's good. Thank you, dear listener.
Yeah, thank you. I don't mean it in a bad way, what I was implying there, by the way.
We don't necessarily expect the highest listeners for the Manchester Cup game, do we?
No.
Must have been a bad night on the telly.
I was watching the Chadderton one, and we were at 99, right up until the full-time whistle, and then it went to 100. It's like, yes, it was all worth it. So throwing to SC United, about 8 yards or so from the Glossop corner flag, taken. Back it goes to Lonsdale, crosses that ball in, it's going to break to Crawford here. Crawford's shot his chance down. And it's going to be comfortable in the end for Glossop's goalkeeper, who clears his lines. And I think the customary last-minute equaliser is just seconds away, everyone. So stand by your beds. There's going to be some blue language.
I'm just out.
What's your language? Anyway, shot comes. It's a cross comes in there, headed clear by O'Halloran, and Jones helps it on. And here's Donoghue now. Donoghue doesn't keep hold of the ball, though, for FC. Over the top it goes. Oh, and Glossop have got a chance. It's a corner.
No.
Goal kick.
A goal kick. He's furious over there.
I think he's got that right. I don't see where he got a call. He didn't come off the keeper. So unless the defender...
the defender.
Right, I'm going to say the keeper certainly didn't get a touch.
Card
for descent.
Thank you very much.
What's the point, man? Why have you done that?
Well,
it's a Glossop player.
We're into the third minute of stoppage time here. And, well, that's just silly from Maidley.
No, I think it was Boyle.
It was Boyle that time.
No, that then when he threw the ball at Perrin. Didn't see that. And then complained that Perrin was time-wasting. Even though it was Maidley who was time-wasting by throwing ball at him in a very difficult-to-catch way.
And now the keeper's now telling the Perrin, and Perrin...
The ref's telling Perrin to speed it up.
Because he swaps sides, to be fair. And they're all booing behind. Booing him. Boo. Like a pantomime.
Boo. Goal kick for FC United down towards the left hand side. Mansell's outnumbered there. Long ball play forward, headed clear by O'Halloran, kept in by Lonsdale, but out play for a throw in to Glossop. Bit down the line, headed clear by O'Halloran again. Second ball picked up by Glossop, through ball out to the right hand side. Is Turner shoots.
No, Neela.
Just why
that?
I'm only joking.
I was going to wrap that head, this headset around your neck then. That must have been an inch and a half away.
Well, I think that might be the last bit of the game, although I think he might head for 5 minutes.
Your train's gone, mate. I'll forget
it. Oh, yeah, I know.
Last train to San Trent. San Trentzel? What the hell's that? Transcendent. No matter. Gone now.
Thanks to the fool on the hill with the whistle.
Fool on the hill with the whistle? It's the top. Pomp, aren't they?
Another through ball here, and Turner's onside.
He's offside.
Oh, he's offside. And it's going to be a free kick to SC United, who are in no hurry to take this.
He's going to add 85 million hours on him. So
it'll be about 10 o'clock when we finish this, the way it's going, isn't it?
But we're all having a lovely time.
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, it's a booking for senior. See,
he was stupid there, senior. He's just strolled up the pitch with the ball under his foot. I mean, he's just daft.
Well, he may miss the next Manchester Premier Cup game if he gets a booking in the next round, I'm assuming.
I don't know. Don't think he works. Not the World Cup, don't think he quite works like that.
Nice thought. I don't think he can get out of playing in the Manchester Senior Cup that easily.
Yeah,
you know, this is a punishment.
Well, it's his nickname. He's
in there with a bad
not nickname.
Good free kick.
It was an awful
and
free
now
kick.
Glossop are on the attack. Glossop shot comes in. Another save from Perrin. And Boyle didn't have belt that one. And, it's a last-minute corner.
It may have just been going wide, but he didn't know.
It's a last-minute corner for Glossop.
The big goal is going up, as Clive Shulls, he once put it.
Ron Atkinson.
And the he was.
The big goal is coming up. He's got one in Europe already. Right, anyway. It's and it comes towards the back post. The header comes
header.
In.
Shot comes in.
Cleared off the line. And anywhere will do for SC United. And Samoes is through here. If he can get the ball down.
Just roll it into the goal, man. It's open net.
Open net for Samoes. And that's good night. And FC United to the second round.
Oh dear.
I think we can safely say it's game over.
God. Anyway,
in the 96th
minute, I'm sort of a little bit breathless after all that.
Oh, Samoes.
Just to clarify, dear listener, why Ben's having a fit. That's FC have just funny. Scored. It is 2-0, but I know it wasn't particularly clear there.
That was funny. Samoes with his second goal of the evening.
Oh, dear, he literally.
Well, Paul's got a stat up his sleeve.
No, I was just thinking, villain to hero.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Well, that's true, yeah. That's a good point. But yeah, it was, I mean, it was a scramble off the corner in the FC box.
Here's a shot.
Mate, there's another shot from the halfway. That's full time.
Right, well, full time here. What a game of football that was. I love these Manchester Premier Cup evenings. We don't take it. We come here with open hearts.
Absolutely. You know, it's a much maligned, but actually, you know.
That was good. It's just what you need after a disappointing Saturday, isn't it?
You certainly put a smile on our face, let's be honest, after the last couple of games, definitely.
I'm starting to think some people on the forum might have a point about the MPL. But anyway, a lovely evening. 2-0 the win, and FC United through to the second round, and we'll be standing by social media for the next 48 days or so, waiting for the second round.
Whenever the draw is.
No flakes left.
No, good, Paul. It's 99 reference, because we're...
Oh, yeah. Right.
What's up? I've had a lovely time.
I've enjoyed it. Always a pleasure, of course it is.
That's all, Paul. Thank you for joining us.
No, thank you for asking.
I think your puns have been a bit poor tonight. I've been a bit disappointed, if I'm being honest. Are you going to end with one?
I've been leaving it to our man on the left.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah, you're right. Too many cooks. I said cooks. a big thank you to the Armchair Army for listening. Big thank you for those who entered our quiz, checks in the post and all that.
Finished
here in the first round of the Manchester Premier Cup. FC United and Manchester 1-0 2-0 victors over Glossop North End.
You forgot that one then, didn't
both we? Goals coming from Elliot Samoes in either half, and we wish you all a fond farewell, and we'll see you all bright and early on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. for FC United against Darlington in the National League North. But from everyone here at Surrey Street,
good night.
A good shift that, I thought. A good evening.
Yeah. Obviously, we were a very young side tonight. There was only Alice over 21, I think. So, you know, we wanted lots of energy, and especially after the last few, and just go and play with a bit of pride. And I think we set off in the first whistle. Realistically, it could have been 5-6-0 at half time, and that wouldn't have been an exaggeration. They were never in the game. Second half wasn't as fluid, if I'm honest, because again we had chances. We hit the bar. Some people run out of steam. We've not played many minutes, but it was important to keep them on for the 90, and that was the aim on some. I'm pleased. I mean, last 5 minutes, I'd like to forget, because it was kind of, we turned the switch off and we thought, go on, let's just test the keeper for 3-4 chances.
I was already getting ready for the penalty shootout, if I'm being honest.
I didn't know. It was like we just wanted to go backwards in time. I don't know, but, you know, young Elliot, you know, a special mention there. From the first whistle, he was dangerous. And it's when I've got all the cheese in the fridge than him, and he can put on a performance like that. He's a great young lad, and I don't think he realises, he knows how good he is. No, he don't get it, and he can drift, and great potential. So, yeah, he deserved it.
And I thought Bannister had a good game as well when he was on, and Donoghue, and O'Halloran as well, and Blinkus. Blinkus was in a bit of a battle all the way through that game, yeah. And I thought he did well as well.
He's doing pirouettes on the ball at one point, and he had
a Maradona turn.
Yeah. In the number 5 shirt, and I'm like, no, my shirt doesn't do that.
I think you did it once. Remember?
No, I'd have fell over. Yeah. I'd have probably fell over.
I think it was a charity match, anyway.
You know, he's come from the under 21s, and I had him last season in the 21s, and he's such an eager learner. After a game, he'd be like, Charlie, what can I do better next time? And you know, and he's got potential. You know, he needs to get stronger, but he's a young lad, and you know, he was good on the ball. He was confident, and that's what we want to see: people with confidence.
So, obviously, we had a bit of a downer on Saturday. This, I think, has removed most of that, hopefully, and all the cobwebs and that from that game. Heading into Darlington now, is that the spring in the step that you wanted?
Hopefully, yeah. I know, I mean, obviously, there was quite a few changes there, but that was all down to injuries. So, you know, we had to make changes. I wasn't resting, no, and I wanted to put my strongest team out tonight because they needed a game and they needed to get back on the pitch and get back to winning ways. So hopefully the ones that were injured come through, and we get a good response on Saturday.